Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Today we're talking about traumatic brain injury and concussions and some of the long-term problems that can ensue. And, you know, I got to say that when I see patients who have problems with fatigue, problems with brain fog, problems with focus, concentration, I try to remind myself to take history. Have you fallen? Have you hit your head? Because it's important. It's not always the case that that's the cause, but that is a major contributing factor to brain problems. And today, we're with an expert. He's Dr. Michael Lewis. And what's unique about Dr. Lewis is that not only has he really understood this problem, but he early on proposed a very innovative approach, which is gaining traction, and that is through the application of omega-3 fatty acids and other types of nutrients. So Dr. Lewis is the founder and director of the Brain Health Education Research Institute. And once again, the website, Dr. Lewis, is
brainhealtheducation.org.
Okay, great. And what's nice about that website, it really spells it out. But let's spell it out. Say you are suffering from a concussion, and what should you do? What are some of the measures that you should take?
Well, of course, the first thing you should do is get out of harm's way, or your kid out of harm's way, and, of course, seek appropriate medical care. But, you know, one of the things that I propose, you know, once you've gotten through the medical system and you know, I'm trying to see if there's any way to try to change the medical approach to this as well, but I'm a huge believer in omega-3 fatty acids that you would get typically from fish oil. And the easiest, most economical, safest way to really get enough omega-3s is with supplementation. And so on the website, brainhealtheducation.org, I propose two different protocols of how to use fish oil. And one is if somebody's in a coma, a loved one is, you know, bad car accident, and it's called the severe TBI protocol. But the much more common one is, which is called the Omega protocol. And what I look to do is, as soon as possible after an injury, is to get somebody started on relatively high doses, but actually just good physiologic doses of omega-3s. I start people as soon as possible after an injury with 5 capsules of good fish oil, or the liquid equivalent, which really provides 3,000 milligrams of the two important omega-3s, EPA and DHA, mm-hmm. a combination of those two.
Right. I think some companies are now making 1,200 milligram capsules that have about 950 milligrams or 850 milligrams in some cases of EPA plus DHA. So the business
right.
end of it is,
I try to keep it simple and say take 5 capsules,
right.
But certainly the best way is to be able to read the labels and understand how much EPA, the combination of EPA and DHA, mm-hmm. and that's really 3,000 milligrams per dose. Mm-hmm. And I like to start people off for the first week starting as quickly as possible after an injury, with 3 doses a day. So it'd be the equivalent of, you know, in basic terms, 15 capsules a day.
15 good
5
ones.
Capsules 3 times a day.
Right.
Right. And so 15 grams of fish oil or 9 grams of the combined EPA and DHA, mm-hmm. that's a pretty good dose. And then I taper down over time. And actually, I taper down to a level where I think, and you mentioned the movie Concussion a couple times, and one of the main characters played by Alec Baldwin is a guy named Dr. Julian Bales. And he and Dr. Bales and I, we published an article in a medical journal a few years back proposing that athletes and soldiers, people who are at risk of head injury, should be taking that dose every single day, that 5 capsules a day.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like my son, who plays football and lacrosse, as well as my daughter, my wife, and myself, we take 5 capsules of good quality fish oil every single day.
Okay, just as a preventive. And, of course, you know, one might bring up the issue, well, could this increase the risk of bleeding? You know, say you get hit on the head, and then could this increase the risk of intracerebral bleeding, which is the more catastrophic sequel to a head injury. Is that not a danger when you take that much fish oil?
Well, it's interesting. I was just on a podcast, or actually a webinar earlier today with Dr. Bob Martindale, MD, PhD, mm-hmm. out in Oregon, who's right. just one of the absolute giants and writes, he's one of these guys that writes the policies that affect all of surgical care and critical care and so on. And he addressed that in this webinar today and said there's absolutely mm-hmm. zero evidence that the levels under 20 grams a day, basically, of EPA and DHA. So that's huge. That would be 30 or 40 capsules mm-hmm. a day of good quality fish oil before you see really any disturbance of the ability of the blood to clot.
Great.
And so it's overblown, and he basically said we just got to stop this discussion because it's not even worthy of a discussion.
Well, that's really exciting. I wish that consciousness were to pervade the rest of the medical profession because you know, he's obviously top of the line when it comes to scholarship.
The number, well, especially with severe people that are in a coma, and that's the first issue that doctors raise.
Yep.
When a family member says, well, why can't we use high-dose fish oil? And they say, oh, it could cause bleeding. Well,
yeah.
Actually, interestingly enough, in that situation, where you have somebody in a coma, they're bedridden, almost always the protocol is to put them on
Heparin.
Pharmaceutical blood thinners
yeah.
so that they don't clot.
Yes.
Well, you can't make it worse by giving them fish oil because already
right.
their blood doesn't have the ability to clot. And in traumatic brain injury, using those blood thinners has actually been shown to decrease the mortality from head injury.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an argument that is absolutely made out of hysteria and just not understanding the actual clinical data or even the biochemistry of what fish oil does, both the potential of bad, which there isn't any, but also it's on the downside, it's really keeping many patients from getting the benefit of something that's going to help their brain repair.
Indeed. So I'm glad you clarified that. So is there a specific ratio of EPA to DHA that seems to make a difference? Because, you know, you see all different permutations of that. You know, some claim that the DHA is the business end of the molecule when it comes to the brain, and others say it's the EPA, which is more anti-inflammatory, and nobody knows for sure. Do you just go for one standard thing?
Well, actually, you just summed it up perfectly.
Yeah.
And both on the EPA side for inflammation, DHA for brain health, but the real answer is A, we don't know, and B, both are really, really important. So mm-hmm. when I start somebody, and this could be, and this brings, I'll tie in another quick subject, is I talk about doing this as soon as possible after an injury, and one of the questions always comes up, well, I had an injury a couple of years ago, or even football players,
yeah.
and I've dealt with Hall of Fame football players, I haven't played in 20, 30 years, will it still work? And the answer is yes. It works great because it's nutrition, but and you know when I start somebody on that high dose of 15 capsules a day, people usually notice a difference within 1 or 2 days, and that's not because the DHA has changed the cellular structure of the brain. I believe and I think that this is true is that it's the EPA that's doing not just the anti-inflammatory, but it also helps open up the blood vessels. We know that fish oil can lower blood pressure, and that's by relaxing the blood vessels. So you get more blood flow deeper into parts of the brain that may not have seen oxygen and nutrients on a regular basis for a while. And I think that that's why somebody takes a high dose of fish oil will notice a difference within 1 or 2 days. It wakes up their brain just by getting better blood flow.
So, you know, this is obviously of great import to the military because there are many individuals who suffer traumatic brain injury, not just on the battlefield. We've had some, you know, terrible instances of traumatic brain injury due to IED explosions, but just in the ordinary course of being in the military, it's a rough and tumble profession, and soldiers bang their heads. Sailors, you know, bump into fixed objects on board ship. And so, it would stand to reason the VA system would want to minimize long-term costs for care for these individuals and would really be enthusiastic and get behind your proposals. What was their response when you began advancing these ideas?
Well, unfortunately, the response hasn't been overwhelming. The VA medical system is kind of an interesting beast, and that every hospital has the ability to do whatever they want. And so there's not a uniform policy across the VA. So, for example, if you walk into the St. Petersburg, Tampa VA with a head injury, they'll give you fish oil, whereas many other hospitals, they won't. And from the military side of things, I presented a number of studies and evidence that the importance of fish oil to the leadership of the Army a few years back. They got very excited about it, but actually got a lot of pushback from my own kind, the physicians, the researchers, the scientists in the Army Medical Corps. As the one four-star general told me, they kept throwing science in the way as roadblocks, saying there's no absolute evidence that it'll work, and we would rather do nothing than try to do something. And, wow. And I just thought that was an absurd argument.
So it's like turning around the Titanic. It's a big hidebound bureaucracy that is resistant to change, unless the answer comes maybe from a pharmaceutical side, where
it is unfortunate, and that's one of the reasons why I decided to retire and start the Brain Health Education Research Institute, was to bring this more to a public health awareness. I really believe that the way to change the world, and particularly in this type of instance, is through soccer moms, basically. The moms that are dealing with their teenagers playing hockey and football and soccer, and I think if we can educate the moms out there, they're the ones that make the decisions in the household for the most part. And I think that if we raise awareness through education, sort of the mothers against drunk driving approach, that we can change the world, and we could eventually change medicine.
Well, what are the studies now saying? Are there studies that validate this approach, that demonstrate more rapid recovery, or have there even anecdotal instances of people who are in deep, hopeless comas who've been dosed with fish oil? Presumably they had to get it through an NG tube, nasogastric feeding, if they're unconscious. Does that help to wake them up?
I've got a couple of case studies that I could talk about. One of them that I published about 5 years ago, and actually 6 years ago now, and it was exactly that. It was a hopeless case, and was given high dose fish oil, and that was the only intervention. And instead of pulling the plug, the kid went to his high school graduation 3 months later. And that's the case that got picked up and reported by Sanjay Gupta on CNN, mm-hmm. as well as a couple of follow-on cases that were similar to that. And so while they're sensational, unfortunately, it's not necessarily acceptable by the medical community, even though it's just basic nutrition and makes common sense. And getting funding to do these types of studies is really, really difficult, because it's not going to come from the pharmaceutical industry, because it's fish oil. It's just nutrition. And so it's an uphill road to travel, for sure.
Indeed. So what's the mission of BHERI? What are you trying to accomplish? Are you trying to gather funds? Are you trying to undertake research or promote awareness, or all of the above?
Well, it's really all of the above, and it certainly takes donations. It's, I got 501c3 status from the IRS, so donations are all tax deductible. And so it takes funds to do education. I do a lot of public speaking at conferences, radio podcasts such as this, trying to reach out to listeners. Website, Facebook, trying to get better at social media just really to focus mostly on education, but also influence research. So one example is Texas Christian University, TCU, in the 2014 football season, they put every single one of their football players on varying doses of DHA, one of the omega-3s, and they just published the results. I was fortunate enough to consult on that. I'm not one of the authors of the publication, unfortunately, but they do acknowledge and give me thanks in the publication. But they looked at zero or placebo, 2, 4, and 6 grams of fish oil, and they showed two things. One is that through the season, players accumulate from the number of hits something that's called neurofilament light, and it's a marker of how much damage is occurring in the brain. And so they are able to show that that increases throughout the season with the number of hits, but they're also able to show that no matter what level of fish oil the players were getting, that didn't happen, that the neurofilament light actually stayed at baseline or even improved. And that's a huge finding.
Yeah.
And it's a prophylactic study. And so hopefully it'll change the way some of the nutritionists and coaches approach, not just in football, but in all sports, that there is ways to change or improve the brain from the inside out to withstand injury. Or as Julian Bales and I like to say, we increase the resilience of the brain to withstand injury in the first place. And if an injury does occur, you've got the right amount of omega-3s already on board to start the healing process quickly.
Prophylactically, because you never know when injury can occur. So it's appropriate to take them preventively. And, God knows the food in the military is pretty deficient in omega-3 fatty acids. I'm pretty sure that they don't have fresh salmon 3 times a week in combat zones like Afghanistan and Iraq. The MREs are not saturated with omega-3s. And so, supplementation really makes sense because you never know when an injury can occur, right?
It's true, but it's a big hurdle to overcome. And, it is a big bureaucracy and certainly not an easy one to plow your way through. But you're right. I mean, even when all the awareness I was trying to raise when I was on active duty, and the head dietitian for the Army said, "Well, we're putting tilapia on the menu quite
that
a week."
Cut it. Yeah.
And it's like, well, tilapia, number one, it's baked and whatever, and it doesn't have any omega-3s. And what 19-year-old kid is going to eat fish or tilapia versus the cheeseburger line? So
exactly,
You're right. We're going to have to change, but it's going to take somebody really making some big decisions.
Is there any insight into other complementary nutrients that might help with the inflammatory cascade? Such as curcumin. There's some evidence that other nutrients may play a role in inflammation that might be good concomitants to a fish oil protocol.
Curcumin is certainly one, as far as inflammation, plays a major role. One that I just learned about that hasn't really gotten any kind of notoriety because it's kind of a new kid on the block is something called PQQ. Long chemical name. And
I can't pronounce it either, but yeah.
That and CoQ10 or ubiquinol, the combination of those two, shown to increase the number of mitochondria in a cell, but also now they're saying that it actually increases the growth of new nerve tissue. But as far as inflammation, another one that I've really discovered and gotten involved with is hemp-derived CBD oil, cannabidiol.
And we just recently did an entire podcast on that subject, and that's a fascinating new area. It's fraught with legal implications. Yeah.
Yeah, well, one of the big issues after a head injury is a lot of people suffer from increased anxiety.
Insomnia as well, sleep disturbance.
And it works great for those. It
Excellent.
Really does.
Excellent. And it has intrinsic anti-inflammatory properties, so we're excited about that as well. Okay, great.
It does, well, and it's full of omega-3s.
Indeed, yeah. Now, hemp is a great source of vegetarian omega-3s. So, okay, great. Excellent discussion. So what's today's Intelligent Medicine call to action? First, I'll point out that one of our fine sponsors is Nordic Naturals. And Nordic Naturals, as an accoutrement to this podcast, is offering free samples of Nordic Naturals fish oil, which actually fit the bill, right, when it comes to meeting the requirements for a high-quality fish oil that delivers sufficient amounts of EPA and DHA in 5 capsules to fulfill the requirements of your protocol, right?
Absolutely. It's actually what I take and my family takes. I think it's the best quality product out there.
Good. So for a free sample, you can visit www.nordicnaturals.com. That's nordicnaturals.com. And click on the free sample box in the lower right corner, and you can obtain a free sample. And I'm a big fan of Nordic Naturals as well. They've got a full line of products. And, you know, if you don't like capsules, they got the liquids. And if your kids, don't like the flavor of fish oil in the liquids and can't swallow capsules, they got kids' versions. And you can get it any which way you want. So I want to thank you very much for joining us. And once again, let's talk about BHERI. The website has the specific protocol. You spell it out. It's all spelled out there for individuals suffering from a concussion. As you say, it's not too late to start. Even if you had a concussion a year or two ago or a long time ago, it's worth undertaking remedial action. Correct?
It does, absolutely.
Okay. So the website, once again, is
brainhealtheducation.org, brainhealtheducation.org.
Great. Thank you very much, Dr. Lewis, and you know, congratulations on your pioneering work in this field. And I know it's difficult being kind of an iconoclast, but you stuck to your guns, and hopefully your message will get across to the athletic community, to the military community, and to the moms and dads of America, because it's a very, very important one. Thanks for joining us today.
It's my pleasure, Dr. Hoffman, anytime.
I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.